Have you ever been in a big grain field? I have. I got lost in one when I was a little boy. It took everybody hours to find me, and I got a whipping for wandering away from home. Well, in today's story, Jesus and his disciples are walking through a grain field. It is the Sabbath, their day for worshiping God, and they're on the way to the synagogue. Listen.
We haven't eaten much today, and I'm as hungry as a bear. You know, as hungry as I am, Peter. Even this grain looks pretty good to me.
Let's try some, John. I'm going to help myself. Come on, men. Pick some and roll it between your hands and blow out the chaff.
Food fit for a king.
At least for a hungry king.
Now, there were some Pharisees walking along beside the field. They were very careful about keeping the laws that Moses gave them.
Jesus, look what your disciples are doing. They're laboring on the Sabbath when they pick the grain and eat it.
Haven't you read how David and his men ate the showbread in the house of God when they were hungry, when only the priests were supposed to eat the showbread? One greater than the temple is here. The Son of God is the Lord of the Sabbath.
The disciples were hungry, and Jesus wanted to satisfy their needs. He is that way today, too. But the religious leaders were trying to get to heaven by their own works, and they put heavy load of rules on the people, making them work their own way to heaven. But God's word says, "For it is by grace," which means God's favor, "that you are saved through faith, and that's not of yourselves. It is a gift from God. It's not of works, lest any person should boast." Do you think you would get to heaven by being good, or by going to Sunday school, or things like that? No way. But Jesus himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree. He died on the cross for our sins so that our hearts could be made clean. He didn't die to make us good enough, but so that we could be forgiven. If you would like to become a child of God, pray with me right now. Dear Lord, thank you for dying for my sins. I'm sorry for the wrong things I have done. Please forgive me and come into my heart and make me a child of God. Thank you for giving me life everlasting. Amen.